Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot of stuff to get into here today, tons of news, and not only that, two guests on the show here today. Of course, it's All In Weekend. StarCast is coming up, and so today we'll be joined by R.D. Reynolds, who is doing a Death of WCW panel at the StarCast convention. And then the man behind the StarCast convention, Conrad Thompson, is going to be on the show today. So two big guests. In the meantime, we've got a lot to get into. All that fable reading sure didn't do a bit of good last night as Braun Strowman, who they have spent all summer building up as a top babyface, last night just turned heel, joined up with Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre. I've been given indications over the last couple of months that Strowman was going to end up a heel in the fall. There were lineups that came out. There were promotional materials where essentially he was put in like a heel position with the other heels. So it wasn't really a huge surprise that he turned. I wasn't expecting it last night. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, Kevin Owens' storyline quit, but if I were Kevin Owens and I practically killed myself on show after show after show after show, being thrown off the cell, all of this stuff, and then it turns out he did all that work and they just turned the guy heel anyway, I'd quit. But anyway, that's the storyline. They've already announced upcoming matches with Kevin Owens, so we'll see how they get him back on TV after allegedly quitting last night. We've also got a lot of other news here. More matches for the WWE Super Showdown in Melbourne. We've got matches for next week's Raw, including the return of the Bellas. They will be facing the Riot Squad. We got WWE doing tryouts in Germany. We got the All-In card, Ring of Honor lineup for Death Before Dishonor. I'll never get in all of this here today, but that's what we have WrestlingObserver.com for. So whatever I don't get into, you can find out that news there. But we'll get as much as we can after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I noticed my neighbor place a broken lawn chair by his curb. Naturally, I repaired it on the spot using JB Weld Original Cold Weld Formula Epoxy, then took off my shirt and laid down to enjoy the sun. When the family came home and saw a guy sunning himself on their lawn, they yelled, "Hey you, get out of our yard!" But I know their hearts were yelling, "We were idiots for throwing that lawn chair away. Thanks for teaching us about conservation." Don't toss it. JB Weld it.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. The Bat and the Weasels. A bat falling upon the ground was caught by a weasel, of whom he earnestly besought his life. The weasel refused, saying that he was by nature the enemy of all birds. The bat assured him that he was not a bird, but a mouse, and thus saved his life. Shortly afterwards, the bat again fell to the ground, was caught by another weasel, whom he likewise entreated not to eat him. The weasel said that he had a special hostility towards mice. The bat assured him that he was not a mouse, but a bat, and thus a second time escaped. It is wise to turn circumstances to good account. That bat needs to learn how to fly. That's the bigger issue here in this fable. So many text messages about, you'll never guess, Braun Strowman. Let's read some of them here. First says, Brian, I am sick of Vince turning the most loved babyfaces into heels just to push his chosen ones. You might as well read these fables until the end of time. They will never learn. This person here says, they had Braun Strowman forfeit his briefcase like a babyface would and challenge the champion in advance like a babyface would and then turn him heel hours later by getting some warranted revenge back from last week. They are telling stories, Brian. Give them another fable. Oh, fear not. They will get their share of fables. If Braun was always going to turn on Roman, why did he give away his briefcase earlier like a babyface? Braun could have waited until the main event beatdown, cashed in on Roman, made him look like a numbskull. You're right! And then this one. Just like Becky Lynch, Braun is not a heel. His supposed turn on Roman was simply his revenge from last week. And Braun Strowman's a heel, everybody. What do you think? What did you think when you saw it, Mike?
You know, in some ways it makes more sense by far than what they did with Becky Lynch. In fact, it makes far more sense than what they've done with Becky Lynch. But, like people have said, it confused your fan base, I think. And there's a level to that. And Braun has been... We've made fun of the fact that we keep saying he's going to fight face-to-face and then doesn't. Although he decided to turn in the briefcase kind of like a dummy, losing the opportunity of surprise, but he wanted to prove this point against Roman and beat up his Shield friends and felt as though he needed to hook up with Dolph and Seth to do that. Or Dolph and, what's his name, Drew McIntyre to do that. I don't know if this was the best way to go about things, but I'm almost willing to give them a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt for this story, certainly more than Becky. And I think, for me, what seemed to be a little bit kind of weirder on the show was the fact that when it comes to stories, Kevin Owens quits mid-show in kind of the most stereotypical way possible, doing the legendary Bret Hart and WCW after Goldberg speared the iron plate, which is, hey, I quit, and throw down the mic and walk out, and you're supposed to get that little bit of surprise, but here's one of supposedly your biggest stars who just did that, and Quentin is going to walk out of the company and the show just rolls on like nothing. And I know there's more layers to this and there's more things coming, but you want to talk about taking the effect away from a story. I thought they did that there big time. But
well, they did announce later that Corbin was working on getting him back. They had a small follow-up.
I guess so, but I think, you know, the thing with Braun is a storyline, and I think it was sloppily done, and I don't think people want to see it or want to boo Braun, but again, I think I'm willing to give them a little bit more leeway here, even though it started off, on the surface, kind of dumb.
I'll tell you why I don't. Here's another one. Braun takes a moral high ground, announces he's going to cash in ahead of time, a very babyface move, gives away the case for proof, even more of a babyface move, and then orchestrates a heel beatdown to decimate the Shield. A perfect time to cash in. He doesn't. He's a total idiot. Here's the thing with this story, okay? It was more important for them to surprise you than for the story to make sense. That's why he did all of those things. That's it. They wanted you to firmly believe that Braun Strowman was a babyface and they were going to have a tag match. And they wanted you to be fooled when he turned on Roman Reigns. And so in order to do that, they wrote a nonsensical story to lead to that happening. And yes, we were all fooled. Why? Because it didn't make sense. But now they can say, ha-ha, nobody saw that coming. You're right. We didn't. Because it's nonsensical.
They can, and they'll do that. But they at least... they have more claim to having a story built up around this one than they do the last one we've been talking about for the last week. But, I mean, look at how their stories are presented. I mean, earlier on in the show, you had the Baron Corbin Finn Balor thing, which, I mean, you want to talk about a stupid story from start to finish like this one, you know, that's a separate, you know, issue. But, you know, the coach is, if talking about Baron Corbin to Finn, it's like if Finn's too small to be in the ring with him, why does he need a chair? And then you have Michael Cole, who in theory is kind of sort of the babyface announcer, except when he's talking about Elias, he goes, because he's taking it to the limit tonight. Like, what the hell does this mean? And how does this make any sense, you know, when coaches bring up the fact that the babyface, the underdog, is getting screwed over here, and Michael Cole's reaction to him getting hit with a chair is, well, he's getting taken to the limit tonight. It's like, it's just everything about how they tell stories and then how they're served up and presented via their announce team. It's just everything they do makes you scratch your head. But then again, they'll just tell you that what you're seeing is all nonsense anyway. And they've had the answer since day one.
I think it's hilarious, this person says, how promotions believe they have to swerve the fans because they figure out the direction. Sometimes it's more of a rewarding feeling for fans when they figure it out and watch it unfold. How many movies or remakes are adapted from books? We know the outcome, but we still enjoy it. I don't think they're here to make you feel rewarded.
I think that's obvious.
That's the point of all of this here.
Yeah, they reward their pockets very, very well, but...
For this, nothing is logical. Why can't they call Seth's move the curb stomp, but Roman Reigns uses the drive-by? There are no innocent bystanders in curb stomps. I mean, he's not wrong. It is called the drive-by. It's not called the drive-in. I mean, drive-by references one thing. But apparently a curb stomp. I guess maybe the idea is like...
I don't know what that one thing is. I mean, honestly,
I think a little kid could curb stomp another little kid if they watched it on YouTube, but they couldn't perform a drive-by. Maybe that's why one is okay and one's not.
Oh, yeah, in the United States of America, no kid can perform a drive-by,
but it's
right?
Much easier for a kid to perform a curb stomp. This person here says, all you guys do is complain about WWE. Quit watching if you don't like it. Stick to watching NJPW and boring ROH. WWE is all that matters.
What?
This clever listener here
stupid tweet.
Just found himself blocked. He will no longer be able to contact me, which I'm sure he's very sad about that.
Stupid person.
I do love the ability to block texters and tweeters. I'm sure, and man, has he sent me a lot of texts over the years. Looks like over 100. But he's never going to be able to send me one again.
You guys always talk about that, and it sucks, and you're stupid, so I'm going to keep listening to you and responding over and over again.
That's very unfortunate for that poor fella. Dork. This person here says, If Braun is now a heel, what's the logic in him not cashing in? There is none. We got so many text messages. And of course, I'll be blamed for this not working. Even though I'm just reading him here. Bert says they've managed to kill the most over guys on the Raw roster, Strowman and Rollins, by turning one heel and having Rollins now in the shadow of Roman Reigns. Not only that, but they also killed any buzz Dean Ambrose had, all just to get over Roman Reigns. Well, Dean was dead last night, but for crying out loud, they put him 2 hours and 40 minutes into the show with Jinder Mahal. That has nothing to do with Roman.
Well, I'm not saying it's the best, but have you heard the responses he got? Maybe they thought he actually could carry a whole thing just by his presence alone.
This person says you should have chopped that texter instead of blocking him. Well, he's been chopped. What can I say? Back in a moment with R.D. Reynolds, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Happy today to be joined by R.D. Reynolds, co-author of Death of WCW, available at Amazon.com, Kindle, Audible.com, everywhere you can get books. He will be participating in a Death of WCW panel at StarCast this coming weekend. RD, how are you doing, my friend?
I am blessed beyond belief, but Brian, can you believe there are people in this world that don't like our book?
Well, I can think of a few. It's a small number, and you happen to be on a panel with every single one of them.
It is
My
very
God.
Interesting. And one of them actually went on his little podcast thing and said, quote, that he was going to castrate me.
Oh, really?
I was going
to
say
that on your show. I know this is a family show.
I'm not sure that you can legally do that, RD. I wouldn't worry too much.
Well, I was wondering if you were preparing for this whole event by, like, you know, hiring dominatrix to just come up and kick you in the crotch as hard as you can. But maybe that's just not even a good setup for what you might have to deal with some of these angry people who are going to swear up and down you have lied and slandered them in this book.
I know. Well, you know, I can take that. But the thing with, you know, castrating me live on stage, I mean, there's a lot of witnesses. There are going to be a lot of people there. And,
lawsuit.
You know, I know what Brian's thinking, or at least if I was Brian, I know what I would be thinking. Actually, I'm thinking it too, is if someone were to, you know, physically attack me, that'd probably really help book sales.
Yeah.
Like when that artist
Artie, they're going to take one look at you and nobody's going to attack you. If you've never met RD, everybody, you can't even comprehend the size of this man. Are you 7 feet tall?
I'm 6'12".
I'm slightly smaller than 7 feet tall. Yeah.
Seriously, how tall are you?
I am 6'5".
6'5", everybody.
Both ways.
Yeah, he's
Man's
not. Oh, he's not 6'5" wide, Mike, you idiot.
That's Vince, sorry.
Wow.
So RD, tell me what you were thinking when you agreed to this.
I don't think I was thinking at all. Otherwise, I would have never agreed to it. But, you know, I thought, you know, if someone wants to say something bad and they can go on their little podcast or they can tweet or whatever, I will just show up. And, you know, if you got a problem, just say it to me face to face. I got no issues with you. There's a lot of things that you'll say that I'll just kind of roll my eyes at or start rolling out facts and figures that'll probably dispute these things. But, you know, it's going to be a very interesting panel because, you know, of course, the big talk is Eric Bischoff, who is he's a very well-spoken man, and he's a really good salesperson. I will give him credit on that. He sells people a bill of goods that probably you shouldn't buy. He's going to be there. Of course, he's the centerpiece. And then it'll be J.J. Dillon and Kevin Sullivan. So it'll be interesting because Bischoff has also had not nice things to say about either of them in the past as well. So
that is true.
I don't know. Yeah.
I like J.J. and Kevin Sullivan. I think they're extremely intelligent guys.
Yes.
I think that Bischoff was an extremely lucky guy who did, in fact, Eric Bischoff had some very, very, very good ideas in 1994, 1995. And unfortunately...
And to that end, I love it whenever he says the book is just full, our book is just garbage, is full of lies. And I always wonder, is the part where we said, you know, you're a genius and... how you handled the opening days of Nitro, the early days where you really, you know, starting to gain traction. You know, it was a genius. It should be studied. I mean, is that a lie too? I guess I'm a little confused.
Well, I mean, does it really just come down to, and this is for both of you guys, that you talked about what he's selling at the end of the day does the testiness, is it just always going to be there because what he sold ultimately went out of business.
That's
dumpster
it.
Fire of a way.
Yeah. Whose fault is that? I mean, he blames everybody else except for himself, but I mean, come on. Whose fault is that? I watch these shows, okay? AOL Time Warner had nothing to do with these Nitros that I watch every Tuesday night. Do you understand? These horrible, wretched shows that drove off fans.
Right. And I look at it and I'm like, okay, I kind of want to, at the beginning of it, just go, okay, can we all agree this company went out of business? Because some people act like, well, you know, it would have never gone out of business if it weren't for a merger. It would have never gone out of business if it weren't for, and I can't even believe this is being brought up, standards and practices. It's like, oh my gosh, I thought only Russo used that line.
No, apparently not. My idea for you was just, when the panel starts, just air one Nitro and then go home.
It's like it. That story of Jarrett looking for TV in Ohio, and they put in the tape. The program director puts in the Sheik's tape to show you how bad it got. Yeah, what's the worst thing you can think of? Is there a Lenny and Lodi segment, or what would you throw in
dude,
there?
Just one. I could find you from 1999. I could easily find you an episode of Nitro. I mean, they've actually not been too bad this time of year, 19 years ago, but I'd say 3 or 4 weeks ago, there was one absolutely, unbelievably horrible television show. I just put it on the big screen. Every time somebody else wanted to talk, I'd politely pause it. And then when they threw it to me, I'd play the show again. And that'd be it. There's literally nothing to say.
In my mind, I always think back to that one that Kevin Nash booked where there was no wrestling in the first hour.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
It was like a Nitro girl with her dog and, you know, Tori Wilson at a shooting range. And that was the one that will always stick with me. I mean, that was crazy. The one thing that I want to segue a little bit is that, you know, the death of WCW panel is one thing, but I'm really looking forward to being at StarCast for several reasons. One, we're going to have a WrestleCrap panel as well, where we are reuniting the Dungeon of Doom.
This sounds awesome.
Kevin Sullivan, the Zodiac, the Barbarian. It should be just a tremendous time. Dr. D is going to be there. Oscar's going to be doing a WrestleCrap rap from Men on a Mission. That'll be fun. I'm actually bringing a couple arcade machines with me, so if anyone wants to get whooped at WrestleFest, I can do that as well. The other cool thing is I am actually going to get to see you, Brian Alvarez, and you and I haven't hung out in like a decade.
It literally was 2007, so it's been 11 years. Maybe it was 2008. I think it was 2007. Yeah.
Big time in you for this long?
Yeah. It was a decade.
Big time in me. You know, it's cool too because since you and I will both be there, if people bring their Death of WCW books, this will be the first time ever you and I would be there and we could both sign the new, you know, the 10th anniversary edition.
That's true.
We've never done that before.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Can
Man,
you
if
also
that's a hardcover book? That's going on eBay. I tell you that right now.
Can you wear a suit and a pair of sunglasses so you look like Big Bubba Rogers and you can just kind of shadow me throughout the weekend in case there's any craziness with Dave and I?
I am going to be wearing something else that will have a bigger target on me than it will if on you guys. Trust me, I will be a diversion, they call it.
I believe
a diversion that weekend.
I believe I know what you're talking about, and you will, in fact, be a diversion.
Yeah, it's going to be something. There's actually two things. There's one thing that's going to be unveiled at the WrestleCrap panel. There's another that's going to be unveiled at the Death of WCW panel. And if Eric Bischoff, you know, just kind of didn't like me before, he says he has a little respect for me. Oh, man, he's going to be jumping over the table ready to strangle me.
Hold on a second. He says he's got a little respect for you?
As little as possible.
Supposedly, allegedly, what he's saying. At the same time, he's saying he's going to castrate me.
Wow.
Which doesn't make any sense to me, but everyone's moral compass is different, I guess.
So it's Eric Bischoff who says he's going to castrate you.
Man, can we hook up a team of me and RD against Eric Bischoff and Road Dogg?
I don't know. I mean, what do you do? I mean, I'm gonna wear a cup.
It's a good idea.
Maybe a cod piece. I'm not sure, but you know, something just to protect. That's a very strange. He also said that he was going to humiliate me so bad that the mere sight of a keyboard would make me soil my pants.
Oh, yeah?
Which, he's a very, I mean, I don't know how much you've ever actually talked with him. He sounds like he's a very strange man.
Yeah, sounds like there might be some issues there. Well, luckily, Kevin Sullivan's probably going to bring a gimmick, so I think he'll be okay.
I'm hoping so. A big spike? That would be good.
So what's the schedule of events that you're doing? We should get that out there. Like, when are you going to be where doing what for those that are going to catch all of this on Fight.TV?
Yeah, the WrestleCrap panel is, I believe, I know it's Friday afternoon. I want to say it's at 2:30, but I could be slightly off on that time. And then the Death of WCW panel is going to be on Saturday, and that is at, I think it's at 11:30. I know I do one panel on Friday, one panel on Saturday, and after that I'll just be hanging out and goofing off and trolling Eric Bischoff and anybody else that says bad things about us. So
now, are you going to All In as well?
I am actually going to the after party at StarCast. Excuse me. They're doing an All In viewing there because the tickets, I mean, tickets for All In are just, you know, impossible to get. So
yeah,
it's kind of cool that that StarCast is doing that. So if you're at the convention, you know, you can watch on the big screens there and enjoy enjoy All In that way. I'm really looking forward to that.
All right, very quickly, plug the website and the podcast, Russell Crapp Radio.
Yeah, RussellCrapp.com is podcast. Russell Crapp Radio is podcast. You definitely want to check it out. We had Dr. D, David Schultz, on this week, and he, man, we talked to him for like an hour and a half. I think I got in maybe 2 minutes of dialogue.
All right, well, stand by. We got to head to a break. Thanks so much, RD. I'll see you this weekend, Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Looking like no Conrad here today, but maybe we can get him on tomorrow. Tomorrow, however, for, I believe, two full segments on the show, we will be joined by the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, Kenny Omega.
Who?
Going to be on the show tomorrow talking All In and so much more. It's going to be awesome. He's a great interview. So you can look forward to that tomorrow. We'll talk StarCast, All In, and more.
No, if you go to my, Omega.
If you go to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, I got to mention this because I just retweeted it. So, WWE.com. At WWE. The official website and Twitter of World Wrestling Entertainment has just posted a video, which I have tweeted out for you right now. It's Sasha Banks and Bayley walking backstage discussing the situation with Becky Lynch and Charlotte. Babyfaces, Bayley and Sasha Banks. And these two babyfaces, as they walk down the hall, agree that they are on Becky Lynch's side. They agree with what Becky Lynch did. They understand why she did what she did. And somehow, this is my fault. I'm sure when Becky Lynch gets cheered like crazy tonight on SmackDown, it'll be my fault. I just wanted to throw that out there right now.
Is this a title match this evening?
Which match?
Are we getting Carmella in Charlotte again?
That's a good question. I think so.
Maybe.
I believe that's a title match. Somebody find out for me. I'm going to go through these text messages. We got a million of them here.
It's definitely going to be a title match tonight. I'm interested to see what route they decide to take here under the circumstances and putting out things like that. We'll see.
Person here says, I'm amazed. I could have sworn R.D. Reynolds was someone you made up as a tax dodge. I can't get out of here. He's a real deal. He literally is the real deal, R.D. Reynolds. I'm done with WWE, this person says. Even when they do something good, it's hollow. New Japan, Ring of Honor, All Japan, even Impact of late, are actually entertaining and rewarding. I bailed for a decade last time. I don't see myself coming back.
What is the knee-jerk reaction, by the way? Is it just because people are stupid? And I'm assuming that's why. It's either they're ignorant or they're stupid, that any criticism of WWE for being garbage storytellers, it's like, it didn't make WCW better or vice versa. It didn't make Impact Wrestling better or vice versa. Like, just because we're bagging on WWE doesn't mean that New Japan doesn't do some stupid things and some tired things. And it's not like you don't criticize Ring of Honor or anything else. I just love the reaction from people who are either so in the WWE bag or just that poor of trolls that actually think one has got to do with the other one. Like, two things can either suck or be good at the same time. We would prefer they be good.
First says, Sasha and Bayley agree with Becky. You must be absolutely effing kidding me, LOL. No, it's on my Twitter right now. I retweeted it. It's from WWE and WWE.com. And this person notes, WWE posted that video last night. Then they took it down. Now they reposted it.
Well, let's see if what reality storyline they take.
All my fault.
Well, you and Dave. Like, don't give yourself all the credit.
That's true.
Or beat yourself up. You know, Dave's got a lot to do with this.
That's true. This person says, yes, Charlotte will defend her undeserved championship against Carmella tonight. Oh, man. I'll have to decide. I believe somebody said that when I vowed never to watch SmackDown again if Carmella wrestled, they claim I said before SummerSlam. And she actually didn't wrestle on TV before SummerSlam. I could have sworn I said if I ever seen her in a main event again. And I'm sure she'll be in the main event tonight. So we'll see what happens. I've already boycotted. I will never watch a Baron Corbin match again. At least I'm saying that today.
Don't you want to learn your chin lock technique?
I may be a professional next Monday. Dude, you got to listen to Observer Radio last night. Dave explains that the match actually wasn't that bad. Then he goes on for 5 minutes about how bad it was because of Corbin.
What was he trying to do there?
I have no idea.
He gets himself into trouble with, like, just, there are just some things that are better said in a different fashion.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure Finn Balor did a lot of flips, but dude, I gave that match 3 full chin locks, okay? The first chin lock happened, we're not even talking like, you know, a good 7 minutes into the match during the heat, there's a chin lock. The first chin lock was within a minute of the match starting. Then we had another chin lock, and we went to commercial. Then we came back for a third chin lock. I was like, dude, I'm out of here, okay? I don't care how good Finn Balor was later in the match. I got better things to do with my life. I'm not watching this. He's terrible.
And I did see it. I know you didn't, but you know what? This is going to come as a real shock to you, but Finn Balor, in that few seconds that he got some offense in, he's looked a lot better throughout his, 15-year career than he did in that match. He didn't miss a damn thing. So, yeah, no. By the way, I know you're pretty excited. You can't quit watching SmackDown yet. The Colognes are back.
That's right. The Colognes are back. Epico and Primo are back. Bert says, the Braun heel turn was really confusing to me because I honestly felt the Shield reunion last week was a heel turn for Roman. And as such, this just felt like Braun evening the odds, not being a dastardly heel. Well, you're looking at it wrong. That Shield reunion was a babyface move. And Braun getting help because of this 3-on-1 attack was a heel move.
Sure.
We need more fables.
Why do each one of the announcers, why do they have some baby faces they're with and then some heels that they're with? I like Corey Graves now completely flipping the script now with Kurt Angle after helping him and having some obvious, insight into his life and being able to help Kurt through Jason Jordan being named his son. Now he's so happy he's not around to make stupid decisions and he's happy Kurt Angle's on vacation. But he really still hates Elias, who Michael Cole likes, but doesn't like. What the hell is going on here?
Dude, I've zoned out the commentary.
I know.
The problem is I try so hard to zone it out, but then every now and then I actually hear something and it's always stupid. Coach last night going, this is clearly the best Shield we've ever seen.
The best.
I was like, dude, they reunited for one night.
Yeah. Didn't
they did
they,
one
they
beat down.
The Undertaker. All
like,
the
what
things
are you
the Shield
talking about, you numbskull? They've been back for less than an hour.
He likes that Dean Ambrose fanfic, I guess.
Another Charlotte Carmella match in the main event. This person says crowd will hijack and chant for Becky. Yeah, they probably will.
And I think they know that. I would hope at this point that they know that. I am interested to see where they take this. Do they double down with Becky as supposedly the horrible person and horrible heel that she is? Or do they maneuver out somehow, even if it's just to try to not make Becky the de facto heel anymore? I'm interested to see if they can swiftly maneuver their way through this. I don't have any faith in them at all, but we'll see. We'll see. I'll hold out some hope for tonight. I'll dangle that carrot there for myself.
Bert says, do you think RD is ready for both Pritchard and Bischoff at StarCast? They do nothing but trash your book and Dave on their podcast, including saying Dave has stooges. What does that mean in the business? Someone explain that to me.
Bitch.
Mike, please.
I'm sorry. He is.
I didn't know RD was doing anything with Pritchard. That's news to me.
I think it's probably just because his presence is going to be there. And I know, where's Conrad actually to talk about this for this show? I guess this is not good enough for him.
I couldn't get his number. That's the issue. But I will try to get it.
Have Dave call Nate.
Bert says, Braun gets cheered, but actually never does any babyface things. He bullied Kevin Owens for months and liked multiple times about promising cash-ins. A heel turn doesn't feel any different.
No. I mean, again, it's a poor way to get there, though. I mean, as far as the story and making it clear to people and things like that, they didn't do a very good job with that one because there's so many people that want to cheer Braun. Again, you can give this one, again, I guess a little bit more faith in this one, but it's still, like you said, it's still some really herky-jerky storytelling to get there just so they can say that people didn't see it coming or they swerved them.
Listen, Steve Austin used to stun every babyface on the roster, but he wasn't a heel. He wasn't even Shades of Grey. I guess maybe you could say Shades of Grey because he would stun any babyface that was in the ring with him. But Steve Austin was 100% a babyface. He was pushed as a babyface. He only faced heels. He was a babyface through and through. Yes, Braun Strowman was a bully character. Yes, he bullied people. He put him in porta potties. He threw him off things. He ran him over with cars. But he was a babyface. They pushed him as a babyface. He only faced the other heels. Now he's a heel. So don't try to explain that he was a heel before. He wasn't. He was a babyface. Yeah, they don't know how to write a babyface. And the reason he got over was because he was big and he did crazy things to the other heels. But he was a babyface, and now he's a heel.
Does he still have a sensitive spot in his heart for his little friend Finn Balor?
Apparently not.
Hmm.
Props to Artie Reynolds, this person says. The book is awesome. All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Jack from D.C. I like how every week Jonathan Coachman seems to outdo himself with his commentary. I actually propose we do a Jonathan Coachman quote of the week. I think that would be funny. If we pick the stupid thing he says on every
call. Listen. I'll let you do it if you want. If you want to call every week with the Coachman quote of the week, I'll let you do it. But I do not want to pay attention to Coachman to write down the stupid things that he says.
I would be willing to call or at least text.
All right, I'll give you that role. You are our official Jonathan Coachman, what would we call it? Chronicler?
The Coach Chronicles?
Yeah, the Coach Chronicles.
How about Chronicles of Shame?
Chronicles of Shame. The Coach Chronicles of Shame. All right, you got the job, dude. Give us a call or a text every week with this week's. And it's going to be tough to pick the best one, I would presume.
I say, maybe you'll have to cut it to three if we do a Twitter poll. If you're not sure, and it's like we want to take them up there. Maybe you can read them off, and people can vote on which coachism that they either liked or disliked the most.
Sure, I like this.
It's going to be tough to pick one.
Yeah.
I also wanted to comment on the Strowman segment last night. I know how, I always try to look at the best of things, and I get why they did it. They wanted to make Reigns the only babyface, and they could obviously turn Strowman again when it comes to his title push, because that'll be easy. But I think they picked the worst possible time, because cashing in advance was the baby move, and now you have the whole program to work, but you're a heel now, so to me, the timing was off, but I get the rationale. I don't know if you guys think.
Well, let me explain some stuff. I want to thank you very much for the call. Here's why Braun Strowman turned, all right? And by the way, this person texted to say, WWE mentioned numerous times last night that Braun turned on Roman. How is he turning on him when he told Roman to his face that he didn't like him? Well, because they want you to know that Braun turned heel. Even though the WWE defenders are trying to claim that, in fact, he's still a babyface or that he didn't turn. But here's the deal. This is what I've gotten out of this, okay? When Braun Strowman told Roman Reigns, "I am not a coward. I will cash into your face." And he said it over and over again. I thought, okay, he's going to turn heel. And he's going to cash in behind Roman's back. Right? They pushed it so hard that he was going to cash into his face that I thought, clearly he's going to cash in from behind and turn heel. Now, the problem is, in order to go through with that, he has to win the title. You can't have him cash in from behind and then be beaten. He's got to win the title to make that work. They didn't want that to happen. So they did the deal where he challenged him in advance. They're going to have the match at Hell in a Cell. And then he turned. It doesn't make sense. But in order to get where they wanted to go, that's what they felt that they had to do. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person says they had Corbin try to cash in from behind last year and fail. Yes, they soured on him. He got some heat. I guess questioned the concussion doctor, something like that. Made a scene, whatever the situation was. And so he failed in his cash-in. But he was going to win the title. And plans change. The other thing with Braun Strowman is Brock's gone. And I realize that Brock was never really there. But Brock was the top heel over the last, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 months. Who's the top heel now with him gone? Braun Strowman's a babyface. Who's Roman going to feud with? They want to do Roman Reigns versus a top heel. And so Braun Strowman had to turn heel. That's the way they look at things. As they say, there was no one else. Mm. Kevin Owens quit. Because, you know, it's real. And we just, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
There Kevin was Owens, nobody else.
Sami Zayn just disappearing for a while and then coming back to beat up somebody would be nice. I guess that's the one hope I have. If he's going to be gone, let me miss him so I can really want him when he comes back. And you know what? When he comes back, just make him a baby face, because who the hell is going to not cheer Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn when they come back?
Got so many text messages here today. It's crazy. Obviously, people very passionate about this. Braun attacking Roman is not the heel turn part. That's Braun being Braun. The heel part is enlisting Ziggler and McIntyre to help him. Can you believe we're having to explain this, or people are having to try and explain this situation? What has happened to wrestling fans? Crying out loud. All right, we're out of time, everybody. I love you all. I thank y'all for listening. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday replay. That is, in fact, every day. Back tomorrow with the IWGP champion of the planet Earth, Kenny Omega, going to be on the show talking all in StarCast and more. And that's it. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio, texters. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.